A mazel tov to the Liebman Mishpacha on their newest edition on the birth of a baby girl. So we're going to do the chabura in honor for the baby, who Mitzvah will be named tomorrow. So we were holding in the Gemara in the sugya of Makos the Esra Mishlosha. So the Gemara says that there's a machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah has a machlokes tanoim. How many dayanim you need for lashes, for malchus? Tana Kama holds it's 3, and Rabbi Yishmael holds it's 23. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yishmael. Where does Rabbi Yishmael get off this idea that Makos should need 23? It's not Dinei Nefashos. 23 we only find in the realm of Dinei Nefashos. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Abai, Askia, Rasha, Rasha, Michive, Mises. Xer Shavit, Rasha, Rasha, from Chaive, Mises. The pasuk over here that we've dealt with so in the past few weeks, the source of Makos, Vahoyim ben Akos Arasha. Uksiv Hasam, and it also says by Dine Nefashos Asher Haya Rasha Lamos, as it says Rasha by Misa, Malahalam Besam Rishosha, Abkan Besam Rishosha. Just like over there is 23 Dayanim, so too over here is 23 Dayanim. Rava Omar, the bottom of Yudam and Aleph. Rava says, no, you don't need any drushes. You don't need any Gzer Shavas. Not that Rava doesn't hold of the Gzer Shavas, but that's what Tosas deals with in Dir Maskel Rava. You have to deal with, because there are other things that Rava needs to learn from the Gzer Shavas. This halacha of needing 23 Dayanim, he didn't need to derive it from Gzer Shavas. Rava says it's a Svara. What? Malkus b'makom misa omedes. So Rava said, Malkus b'makom misa omedes. So we started discussing last week, what does that bechlau mean, Malchus Makom Misa Omedes? I know it was a very interesting, thought-provoking issue that many, many people came up to me throughout the week to discuss some of the pshatim of the Rishonim here, Malchus Makom Misa Omedes. Rashi says, Rashi says, scary Rashi, the Avar al-Azara's Boro, once a person goes against any law in the Torah, anything that the Rebbeinu Shalom said is Aser, Ra'ihu Lamos. Really, in theory, he should have been killed. Kaput. You go against the king, you're done. Yet, what? The Torah is mechadesh that, you know what? Astam lav, we're going to give Malkus. But it's considered really Misa. Misa zu knasa lav akosav. Vareyu ka'achas mena Misas. And this is just like one of the four categories of capital punishment. V'chiecha deskila b'fnei atzmo, just like stoning is one category, strafe b'fnei atzmo, herib b'fnei atzmo, Malkus nami ka'acha mena Misas. This is another, a fifth category of Misa. That's what the Gemara is coming to be mechadesh. So Taisus was very uncomfortable with Rashi's chiddush, that Rashi held that the default is when a person rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every lav in the Torah in theory should have been a Misa, because Taisus comes from the school of thought that we've all come from, that Malkus by definition, a lav by definition, the fact that it doesn't have capital punishment, puts it on a different tier. Puts it on a lower level. And if a person, a chola, needs to eat something, so we're going to say, don't violate the lav. Don't violate the chi of misa. First violate the lav, because it's not as severe. So how can this Tana now disagree with everything we've been taught from childhood that Malkus is really in the same par, Malkus, Malkus, Misa, Omedes? So that's why Tosfos says, Yesh v'farshim, mishum d'bnei noyach, azarasan zui misasan. Benitenes li Yisrael Malkus al Azaraso tachas misa d'vnei noach. Taisus says you can't go with Rashi. Taisus starts with the Yesh Mefarsh. Because what do you mean? Every lav is really supposed to be a misa? Come on, that's not what it means. Rather, what we find by certain individuals violating an azara, violating an iser, automatically, no matter what the iser is, gives you misa. Where do you find that? Says Taisus by b'nei noach. By b'nei noach, no matter what they do wrong, the Gemara says later on in the 7th Perek, Azaros and Zui Misasam, and they don't even have a second repetition. The Torah, when it comes to Jews, the Torah has to teach, in one parsha, the Torah has to teach Azara, and then it teaches the Einish. In Einshin Elen came Mazhirin. We can't give a punishment unless we give you Azara, a warning. So by Jews, that's the case. But by Goyim, it's not true. Once there's a Sheva Mitzvah Noach, once you're violating one of the Noachai laws, boom, kaput, you're done. And you get one Misa, which Misa Sayyid. You get your head chopped off for each one. So Taisus says, since we find already precedents for the idea that what? That an Azhara, a Lav, a Lo Sase alone could sometimes give a person Misa. So therefore, Even by a yid, when it comes to malchus, that the lo sasi doesn't kill you, but the lo sasi gives you lashes, it's b'makom misto medes. So we were scratching our heads last week. We were saying, ma'in and shmita yitzar sinai. What do you want to tell us from Bnei Noach to Klal Yisrael? What do our rule books have anything to do? So that's what we suggested, a mahalach last week, that we suggested an idea that perhaps a lav is different, that gives malchus, is different than the prohibitions that give Misas Bezdin. When it comes to the prohibitions that gives Misas Bezdin, there's something actually physically wrong, and there's a contamination in the world and a pgam that exists that with that Aveira. When you're Mechalel Shabbos, it's not just that you're going against the Word of God. You're actually creating an entity here that is something that needs a tikkun in the world, and that's why you need an onesh of Misas Bezdin, not to punish you. We could punish you in many different ways. Why do we need it? We need to cleanse you. We need to fix that blemish that was created in the world. There's something inherently wrong with those isurim that we spoke about last week. Whereas perhaps when it comes to a regular losasi, when it comes to malchus, so then the general isur is, that's what the Ramban said, you violated something the Rabbeinu Shalom said. It's not specifically the buster v'cholov that you ate. It's not specifically the nevela that's the problem. But rather we can give a more general onish because you were murdered against the Rabbeinu Shalom. You rebelled against the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why it's fascinating. When it comes to Malkios, when it comes to all of the lavim and the losases that get lashes, the Torah never expresses the onish. The Torah just says, don't eat buster v'cholov. The Torah just says, don't eat nevelas. We derive on our own. And what's the punishment? So we have a default. We have a clause. Whenever the Torah just said don't do something, you get lashes. It gives off the impression over here that it's not that there's a specific punishment that needs to be directed towards this individual that did a specific transgression. There's no specificity over here when it comes to this Aveira. It's a more general mered. And if that's the case, that's what Taisis suggested. That's exactly what Taisis is comparing to Bnei Noach. It's not just, you read this Taisis arbitrarily. Since we find by Bnei Noach that they're killed for a lav, so too by Jews that Malchus is considered killing. What does one have to do with the other? The answer is no. Bnei Noach, the reason their heads are chopped off is because they're being murdered by Malchus. There's no entity called Misas Bezdin when it comes to Bnei Noach, we suggested last week. There's a halacha that you're murdered with the king. What happens when a person's murdered in the king and he rebels against the king? His head gets chopped off. That's why all of them get one punishment, Nidayin and Besayif. That's why they lose their property. The king gets their property. That's the halacha when it comes to Misas Bnei Noach. Says Rabbi Yishmael, perhaps all Malkiyos fall into that category. But then Tosfos continues. That was Ba'od Yesh Loimar. Mishum dezimnin meisin al yidei malchus. Tosfos has a brand new pshat. Tosfos says, I'd like to suggest a brand new pshat. A very practical pshat. Why is malchus tachas misa omedes? Why is it that malchus lashes need 23 dayanim? Because sometimes you go too far and the guy is not tough enough to hack the malchus, and kaput, he's done from the lashes. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's tachas miso medes, because maybe this guy's going to die. I've seen cases, says Tosfos, that the guy did not survive the lashes, and he died. That's what Tosfos says. Very practical approach to the Gemara. So with Mela, that's Rava's reason within Rabbi Shmuel, why you need 23 dayanim. Like the Gemara says, what happens if a person who's chay of malchus? Again, I said last week, if the shliach bezdin gives an added lash that he wasn't warranted, so then what? Then he has to go to galus. Then the shliach bezdin is in big trouble. That actually is the source. I said last week, what's the source that I can't punch Adi in the face? So I said, in Svara it would be stupid because he would, you know. But I said exactly. But what's the isser? So the isser actually is from Bezdin. Since the Torah said there's no isser in the Torah called don't hit your friend. There's no isser like that. The Torah says pen Yosef. Maybe Bezdin will give an extra lash, an extra hit. So Chazal learns from there. That's a source that a stam person can't hit. That's the source. That's actually the isser in the Torah. So Tosfos says, umeizet tachas yodo, but if he was cheshbin, that he could hack it, he's tough enough. And what happens if Nebuchadnezzar dies? So the Gemara says there, you're putter from Malkus. If Beis Din gave him an extra last, from Galus, right. The Kasha l'shnei apirushin. Tosfos says, I don't like either of these pshatim. Why? The mai parach I hachi umden olamli. Uperish hakuntras ikr. So Tosfos comes back to save Rashi's pshat, that Malkus must be one of the five categories of Misa, because why? I can't read the flow of the Gemara. Again, what's the flow of the Gemara? The flow of the Gemara is like this. Rabba Amar, it's a svara, I don't need a pasuk. Malkus b'makom Misa omedes. That was the vague line in the Gemara that the Rishonim are climbing around and trying to figure out, scratching their heads, what is pshat in this Gemara? So Rashi says, really, you should have been killed for just going against the king. And Malkus is a fifth category Misa. Wow. Tosfos says, no, that's not pshat. Tosfos says, because by Bnei Noach, they're killed. That's why Malkus Malkum Misa Omedes. Then Tosfos has another pshat, and Tosfos says, no, because sometimes I've seen that a person can actually die from the actual Malkus. So Tosfos says, so then how do you read the Gemara Vayter? So what does the Gemara say? If Malkus is B'makom Misa Omedes, Amar Rav Acha B'rei D'Ravel Rav Ashi, six lines up from the bottom, Ihochi Umdin Alamali L'michye V'imayis Lemus. What's the Gemara's kasha? If you're telling me Malkus is really B'makom Misa, Frech Rav Acha, so why do you have to take an umdino? Why does the Gemara Makas tell us we have to cheshbin how many lashes this guy can take? How tough is this guy? How many could suffer? And the Gemara says if he can't get all 39, then we're not going to give him all 39. So if so, why? Let him get what he can, and if he gets Misa, Adarabba. That's Kavona Satoira. Rabbi Shmuel says, Malkum Makum Misa Omedes. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. If you hold the pshat is what? Since by Bnei Noach, so then the Azhara sometimes gives Misa. So Tosfos says, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Adarabba. So let him get Misa. And if you're telling me that what? If you're telling me that what? Sometimes he dies. So okay, that's exactly what the plan is. Sometimes he's going to die. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Ihochi umdin alamali, what do you mean? We don't want him to die. We just found that sometimes it happens to die. That's why we're going to call Malkus Achas Mido Omedes. And according to the first round, Tosfos, we're not downing Bnei Noach right now. So therefore what? So Tosfos is asking, of course you should need an umdina. Again, the Gemara says, Rava says, it's 23 Dayanim. How do you know 23 Dayanim? Because Malkus is a substitute for Misa. Frek the Gemara Kashe. Malkus is a substitute for Misa, so why do you need an umdina? That's a good, shock of attire. The Gemara makes sense. Good. Says Tosfos, if you understand like Rashi, that Malkus is actually a substitute for Misa, a fifth category Misa, and this guy really deserves to die because he didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now I can understand the Gemara's Kasha. So now the Gemara says, so the whole Umdina, let's throw out the window. But if you understand that what? Nah, there's a connection. Somehow we found a connection to Misa. What's the connection to Misa? Bnei Noach happened to get Misa for doing the same thing wrong. But by Jewish halacha, what do we want? We don't want the guy to die. We don't want Chas v'Shalom. Chalila. What's the Gemara's Kasha, says Tosfos. Of course you need an umdina. And according to the second shot, practically, I've seen people that drop dead. So, okay, so do what you got. Do what you have to do to make sure that he doesn't die. What's the Gemara's Kasha? It's apikorsis. Of course we don't want the guy to die. So that's Tosfos' problem. So therefore Tosfos says you have to stay like Rashi. So the Gemara, what does the Gemara actually answer? Amar Kra, v'nikle achicha le'necha, ki mochis agave dechayim mochis. The Pasuk says, I'll tell you why you need an umdina. Because it says, v'nikle achicha le'necha, and when you're going to give him Malkus, it has to be when he's still alive. Good? Good. So, one has to ask the following question. How much, what do we paskin la'alacha? How many dayanim do you need for Malkus? Anyone know here? We're in Rabbi Yishmol Shita. What's Tanakama Shita? Three dayanim. Three dayanim, just like the Imamunus, you need three dayanim for Malkus. So in truth, everything that we've really discussed, one could say to me, is not la'alacha. Because it's all a discussion within Malkus B'makom Misa Omedes to explain whose opinion? To explain Rabbi Yishmol's opinion. But the Rambam clearly did not hold to that. Because the Rambam writes, in the second Rambam. Kishem shemot mitzvah lahamis hasamachuyev misa, just like it's an obligation on us to give misa to a person who's chayev capital punishment to be put to death. Kach mitzvas esti lahalkis hasamachuyev malkis, shenemar v'yipil hashopi v'yivkiyo lefonav. Va'afal pisha malkis b'shlosha, says the Rambam, and even though what? Lashes is with three dayanim, meaning the Rambam's paskening like Tanakama, not like Rabbi Shmuel. V'mokom misa hiomedes. So the Rambam clearly held that even though this was a rationale that was brought within Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, this concept of v'mokom misa omedes is something that's true no matter who you hold. And there is an entity of Malkus representing Misa, according to even the opinion that the Gemara is not discussing, even La'alacha. So whatever we discuss according to the Rambam is definitely relevant La'alacha. So what does the Rambam say? Let's see in Perek Hey Alacha Dalit. Malkus. The Rambam says, I'm sorry. We just did Tezayin Aleph. Good. So now let's do the Rambam in the beginning one, the fascinating Rambam. Rambam in the top. Ketzan Malkin es Namachuyiv Malkus, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph. How practically do you give Malkus? Kefi Kocho Shenemar Kedei Rishasso B'Mispar. So the Gemara has a drush in Mizeches Malkus on Daf Chafiz. The Gemara tells us that you figure out a calculation that this guy can handle. How much could he handle? How much koyach does this guy have? V'zeh shenemar, and this is what the pasuk says, arboim, 40. She'ein mosifin al arboim. You don't add more than 40. That's the limit. Afilu ayachazak ubari kishimshin, even if this guy is ripped like you can't even imagine. Aval poichsin l'shcholosh. But you should know that we reduce the amount for the person who's weak. She'im yake l'cholosh makaraba. That it, because if you're going to give him all 40, says the Rambam, bivadai hu meis, he's for sure going to die. Lefichach amru chachamim. Therefore, the rabbis said, sha'afilu habari biyoser, even the most healthiest of individuals, makin oso shloshim v'teisha, we give him 39. Shem Yosef lo achat nimtza shaloi ko el arboim aruuyos lo. Because if you give him too much, so then we're still going to be within the 40 that is still roi to him, and we kind of create a buffer in case we make a mistake. The Radvaz writes on this Rambam the following. First of all, did anyone find anything interesting in that language of the Rambam? Ram says 39 and not 40, right? First of all, why does the Rambam have to do that? Because the Torah itself says Arboim Yakeno. Right? Torah itself says Arboim Yakeno. But what did the Rambam just say? Omru Chachomen. From the simple reading of the Rambam, and this is a big, big, big tumult in the Nosa Kalim and the Rambam. From the simple reading in the Rambam, it sounds like Midrabbanan is 39. But Minat Torah, it's not 39, it's 40. And I'll prove it to you. Not only because the Rambam just said Amru Chachamim, because the Rambam says the reason why we give him 39 is because if we slip up, he'll still be within the 40 that is roi for him, that is fit for him. And the Rambam holds that if a Dayan gives an extra lash, that's the way the Radvaz learns the Rambam. I told you, if the Dayan gives you an extra lash, what happens to the Dayan? He goes to Golas. He's in big trouble. So what does the Rambam say? But not if it's 39 or 40. Maybe if he goes from 40, he gives him 45, or he gives him 41. But he goes from 39 to 40. That's all within the realm of what he actually deserved, which fits very well with the read of the Rambam, that 39 is actually the Rabbanim. But I have another problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Aval pochtin lecholosh." The end of the second line, we reduce the number for a weaker man. Shem yakel lecholosh makarado, because if we're going to give him all, bivadai humes. What does it mean, bivadai humes? Certainly he's going to die. What bothers you, Adi, about certainly he's going to die?
Who knows? How do you know?
Ask even better. What? And let's say there was a number that was suffik umis. Sounds like the Rambam's only concern at a number vaday umis. What happened to suffik pikuach nefesh? What happened to a question? The Rambam should say, I'm not going to give him anything extra that I have a question about him dying. But what happened to Pikuach Nefesh? I agree with your deal. So my question is like this. I'm giving right now. I have a cheshbon over here, okay? Happens to be you always need to have makos that is divisible by 3, because you have to split up the makos like that. It always has to be a number. Let's say if he gets 20, if they shots him up, by the way, this is fascinating, the Stei Chemed asks, when you read the Rambam, he says, Where are these doctors? Who's doing this umdana? Where are all the physical therapists? Where are the people that are shotting up what this guy can take? Says the Stei Chemed, apparently the dayanim were knowledgeable, as the Rambam says, that they're knowledgeable in refuah, and they had the ability to shots up how much this guy can handle. They actually knew medicine to that extent, and that's the way this umdana was done. So now I have a question. I think Eitan's 100% right, but I have a question, Eitan. We have a scenario like this. We shots him up for 18. 18 is how many he could take, okay? 18, I'm sorry, if he takes 20, if he takes 19, he's bevadeh going to die, okay? 18, I think, is a 50-50 chance. So now, I'm asking just la'alocha. You would say, according to your reading the Rambam, you would say, give it. Give him the malchus.
No, that's
give him 18.
But
that's what they're... I have a question, but that's what Eitan's saying. I think he's right. I think he's right. So let's continue in the Rambam. I'll show you in another Rambam.
You can't say give 15.
Maybe 15 is a 10% chance of that. So I'm agreeing. What about 10%? Anytime that it's a valid suffix that he's going to die. Look at the Rambam in Parakei Alachadal, which Mori knew was such a chash of Rambam, he brought it twice in the Marma Kavis. 3 and 4. Makis v'shloisha, v'afal pi she'efshir she'yomis k'shemalkinoso. Moyer Raboisai, the Rambam just said explicitly our diak, exactly what Eitan just said. He said it explicitly. The makos are with 3, and what's he being apologetic for? And I'm not going to require 23, even though Efsher Sheyomis Kishemalkinoso. Even though it's very possible that he's going to die. So I have another question on this Rambam. What happened to the halacha? I'm a chal Shabbos. Someone comes over to me on Shabbos and says, Rabbi, he's going to be okay, but I'm just not 100% sure. Get in the car and be mechal Shabbos. Sofik pikuach nefesh doicha kol haTorah kula. Why isn't it doicha malchus? Rabbi Yisrael, my sofik is, what is the purpose of the umdina that we give this person? The Briskerov in Nazir has this sofik. Frek the Briskerov. This din that you have, a din of an umdina, that the dayanim, that we're now proving the dayanim went to medical school, that the dayanim know refuah, that they know how to judge how much this guy can handle. What's the purpose of the umdina? Until now, until this sugya, I always thought that the umdina was the regular halacha of what? Pikuach nefesh. You can't kill the guy. It's halacha of malchus. You can't kill the guy. And it's an umdina that what? That's not even going to be a suffix, pikuach nefesh. You better shots up this guy with your refuah knowledge, with your medical knowledge, these dayanim, that I am now going to give him the amount and the number that I'm not even going to get within the possibility of a suffix, pikuach nefesh, that I would be mechalal Shabbos for. So I'll give him 3. Oh, no, I'll play it safe. You're right. With an old guy, I'll play it very safe. Fine. But don't get into that possibility. That's the umdina. Says the Briskerov, is that clear? Says Rav Zsolti in these Rambams, apparently that's not the way the Rambam learned. The umdina is halacha in the malchus. The gzeiras hakasa, the act of an umdina. What's the umdina? The umdina is that he shouldn't bevadai be killed from the malchus. But you want to know a question? What's another example or one example that suffik pikuach nefesh doesn't apply to? I have one area of halacha to answer that question. Yarag Bal Yavor even vaded Pikuach Nefesh. This area of Halacha, vaded Pikuach Nefesh is doche, but Sofik Pikuach Nefesh is not doche. The Rambam is telling us a fascinating Halacha over here. Malkus the Mokomisa Omedes, you know what that means? You should put yourself in the possibility of dying. This is not a halacha of just, we have to give Malkus. There is a halacha over here, is that no, I have to give Malkus, she'efshir she'yomus mea Malkus. That it's possible that he'll die. And it just is an umdana that it shouldn't be what? Bevadayomus. That's the person of the umdana. Why? Because then it's not Malkus, then it's Misa. That's not Malkus. But the umdana was not driven by pikuach nefesh. Unbelievable halacha. We don't care about the safety of this individual. He deserves Malkus. Yet what? We can't have Vaday Misa, because then it's not Malkus anymore. So that's the Mechayev, the Umdana. Whereas what I thought beforehand, and I think many other Rishonim will say, the Umdana, it's just, it's Hatzalah. It's to make sure that you're not going to be a right Seach over here. You have to deliver Malkus. Says the Rambam, no! The Halacha of V'chaibohem of Safik Biguach Nevesh does not apply to Malkus. It might apply to Shabbos, it doesn't apply to Malkus. And you should put yourself in a matzav that's going to be doicha sofik biguach nefesh. Fascinating chiddush, what the Rambam said. And therefore, the Rambam just says, all you need an umdana for, that it shouldn't be b'vadei shemus. Yeah.
You don't have to learn it this way. If you go back to Halacha Aleph, where he says, Aho feysen lecholach she'im yakel lecholach makarabba. Makarabba, he's discussing like 40, 39 or 40. So he's taking a cholach.
Yeah.
And he said, if you give him a makarabba, like you give to the bari, to the shimshon, then b'vadei he'll meis.
Right.
That's logical. So he's not talking about giving him 18 or 15, saying, giving them all 39.
But if the Rambam, what Eitan's saying, if the Rambam held that you're not even allowed to give him a number that would be suffic, you should tell him that. That's a bigger chiddush. The Rambam's saying something that, the Rambam should tell me more. The Rambam's telling you, no, I can't give him the, exactly what you said, I can't give him the makarabba that's going to be bevada yamas. But if you're only in suffic categories, don't have that same response, Rabbi, as you would on Shabbos in the world of Malkus.
It's not
right. So now, this just brought an unbelievable. Not only did we just prove that the Rambam's saying, even with three, but again, the Rashi is within the Manda Amar rules 23. The Rambam is the one who says that rationale is also within three. That's true. That's true. Right.
To put someone to
good, that. Good. So now, let's take that. Now let's answer Tosis Kasha. Again, let's answer Tosis Kasha. So let's just continue one more, just make a few more Aris in the Rambam. This is an idea that Rav Zsolti develops in his Mishnas Yavitz, and he proves it from two other more places. The Rambam in his Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, K'sha'im din asachot, the last Rambam on the sheet. K'sha'im din asachot, kamu yochel kabel. Ain omdim ela b'makas haruyis lishtalos. Like I told you, you have to have a number that's divisible by three. They split up malchus with one from the front and two from the back, and it always has to be divisible by three. Amduhu, they gave him a cheshbin. They calculated sheyachol akabel esrim. Ain omrim yilke esrim va'achas kedei sheyu yichon lishtalish. Ela yilke shmoin esrim. Says the Rambam, don't give him up, give him down. So he doesn't have it on here, but there's a small Lecha Mishnah on this Rambam. The small Lecha Mishnah says, I'm going to read it to you, very short Lecha Mishnah. Zed dover nochun upashin. This is so simple. Why does Rambam even have to tell me this? De'en lakosu yosim mash yochel lisbol de'shema yamush b'shvil kach. Because maybe he's going to die. So says the Lecha Mishnah, like, Rambam, why are you wasting my time? Like, of course you're not going to give him extra when you're talking about a weak guy that actually might kill. So the Rambam's telling you, now, look, you're dying bees, don't kill this guy. Shkoyach. I learned Hilchos Ritzicha. What? That doesn't apply to Bezin. He's Chayim Mal. Rabbi. No, according to the Rambam, makes a lot of sense. The Rambam holds Malchus should be Misa applicable. And you should be in the realm of Misa. So the Rambam felt this. He thought that there's a Chiddush. Don't go up. Go down. Now I have to tell you, don't go down. You would have had a Havamina to even go up. Because it's Efshar Shiyamas. That's Shita the Rambam in Ochos Malchus. Yeah, Dave. Yeah. That's, yeah.
It's still not a Vaday, right?
Right. It's still not a Vaday. So says the Rambam, maybe you would have even thought to go up. Kamash Balan, don't go down.
General question.
we just said that we're supposed to give 40 lashes, but we give 39 in case they may make a mistake.
Yeah.
If the diurnal calculate, the umdanos says they're going to, you can tolerate 20.
20.
Do you give him 19? Because if you have...
You give him 18, because it can't be divisible by 3.
Right. But just, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Let's say the umdanos said 18.
18.
All right. So if they say, okay, he can tolerate 18 because at 19 he may die,
right?
So the same way that we give 39 because we may make a calculation error at 40,
right?
We also, are we concerned with a calculation error if we determine the owner says 18, then we only give 17 just to be...
No. Right, no. It's a good point. You should always have, according to the Rambam's rationale, you should always have a buffer. That's what you're pointing out.
No,
yeah, I hear that.
Right. No, but I don't think this is the case.
Why not?
I think the 39 is the buffer for the market, so he won't go to the gallows. Here, if he kills him, he's patur.
If he goes to 19, he's not patur.
If he made a mistake, he's gonna give an extra.
Why is he patur? He gave him an extra lash.
Yeah, but it's not beyond the...
Yeah, you are. You are. The cutoff... No, if a person...
What happens if he gives him 19 and he doesn't die?
A guy has 18, and you give an extra lash, he has to go to gallows. Even though you're within 40.
You 41.
No. If they made an umdana that this guy is sick, he can only get 18, I have to go to Golis.
For an umdana, I have to go to Golis?
Yeah, that's his malchus. That's very connected, Sid, to the question you asked a few weeks ago. Sid asked me the question, if a person, when we learn in the sugya of Hazama, if a person got Hazama, but the kasher Zamam was to a guy who can only handle 18. And the Adam that lied... that were kasher zamam, they're young guys. They're young, good, fresh liars. They're ready. They just started cheating on their taxes. They just started on their lying mahalach. So they can get 39. So Sid asked me, do they get kasher zamam of the 18? Interesting stuff. Or do they get the 40? So the 39. So I think they get the 39 because that's really right what you get. Right, malchus is malchus. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Right.
So if the
basin
calculates 18 is what he can take.
Shem Yosef lo achas nimsa shelo hiku el arbar lo. That the guy who gave it is still safe.
Right. So let's say the guy is very strong like Shem Shon.
Right.
So he can, and they
no,
then... You give him umdana for 40.
For 40.
You give him 39.
Yeah.
Right. If they give him umdana for more than 40...
Right, no, there's a cutoff, right.
Cool.
If you give him an umdana for 18.
Then it's a suffix misa. At 18,
right.
You shouldn't have to go down to 15. Because it's still a suffix at that point.
Right, correct. But no.
So that's the answer to the question. The question was, if you give him an umdana for 18, you should go down.
Right.
Give him a buffer.
Right.
The buffer is not for misa, for the person getting makos. The buffer is for the person giving the makos, mm-hmm. So they shouldn't give more.
I hear what you're saying, but the problem is, the halacha is, if you they shots me up for 18. And I gave 19, I go to Golis. So that's what it was asking.
I thought that the 40 is like the...
No, that it was only Kavua. But no, the halacha is that I would go to Malchus even that. That's his Malchus. And that becomes like over 30, over 40 for another person.
So what is the buffer then?
So that's the discussion. I don't know. That's a good question.
So what, you go down to 16?
No,
there is no buffer. He's asking why. Buffer. No, there's no buffer.
So
no, we leave it.
You have a problem here, so I don't want to lie. I'll confuse it.
Right. Sounds like the Rambam's... The first Rambam is a big chiddush. The pashtus is that there's a din d'oraisa. It says arboim. The Rosh in Meseches Menachos, when he's talking about Sfira, you have the same problem with Sfira. The Torah says, Tisperu chamishim yoim. Right? But it's not true. We don't count 50 days. See what the Rosh says? Certain times the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Torah gave even numbers. He says 50 days. He says, what's the example? Says the Rosh. I'll give you an example. Malchus. Malchus, the Rabbeinu Shalom said Arboim Yakenu. He didn't mean Arboim Yakenu. He meant 39. What's the proof? The Gemara Makis. Chazal saw in the words of the Torah that it really meant 39. It should be Malchus Aruya Lishlalosh. The Rosh is clearly, and most of the Rishonim are clearly not buying into this Rambam, that the 39 is a buffer, is a safety net, is a derabanan. It's midoraisa. 40 is not true. And of course you would go to Golis for 40.
There is a solution to that.
Yeah.
Actually, practical solution that you can take. Even though it needs to divide by 3, let's say the guy really can take you know, whatever. Let's say you're 20, you round it up back to 18. And then you say, no, we decide that his what he can get is 19. Right?
No, the Gemara. There's another Gemara. The Gemara Makkah.
But they still give 18.
The Gemara Makkah says even while they're, this could happen all the time. The Gemara Makkah says, what happens if they shots him up? They say this guy's shvach. And then, you know, as he's going to lashes, you see this guy's got some stamina. This guy's got the, he can really hack it. We can, let's rough him up. The Gemara says once they made an umdana potter. Gemara
says they made the umdana for 19 and give him 18.
And they gave him 18.
So you can protect the guy that
no,
the
so once you get the umdana, oh,
you say,
and then you gave 19, and then you gave 19.
No, I gave 18 because I need to round it by 3.
Right.
And then you,
and then you add 1 by accident.
Yes, and then you're still okay.
Right.
So you still, you protect, again, right. I'm saying
right.
You're protecting,
right. I hear,
the
I hear.
Have no buffer.
Right.
The money doesn't have to be divisible by 3.
Yes, but what I'm saying, you'll see them is a bit
no, but what happens if the umdana is 18? That's his kasha.
So
he wants to say, do you go down to 15?
Yes.
That's the kasha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, suppose the guy is strong with shibsha. He supposed to get 39 lashes. If you give him 18 only, you think he's going to have fun? It's still no fun. He'll be sick for 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
He's going to learn his lesson. No
right. 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 100%. 100%.
Why not just go easily, scare him, and then you reduce him?
Right. That's the purpose. The purpose is to change his ways. That's the purpose. Rabbi Sai, where did the Rambam get this whole idea? This is the most fascinating point. Where did the Rambam get this from? What is Taisis Kasha? Taisis Kasha was very similar to the Rambam Shita. There's one opinion that says sometimes he might die. Sometimes he might die. So then Taisis asked the Kasha, if that's the pshat, that sometimes we've seen possibly that he dies, so why did the Gemara ask the Kasha, so why do you need an umdana? That was Taisis Kasha, and that's what Taisis had to throw out all the other pshatim, and Rashi is the only viable pshat. Rabbi Yisai, who answered Taisis Kasha? The Rambam with this brand new Yisod now answered Taisis Kasha. The Rambam just told us what? That the purpose of Makos is to what? Is to taka be within the realm of possibility that the outcome might be that what? You're actually going to die. And pikuach nefesh does not apply to where? To Dine Malkis. How did the Rambam know such an idea? Where did the Rambam get that from? The Rambam learned it from our Gemara. The Rabbi Gemara introduced this idea, this newfound idea that the Rambam's paskening, even according to the way we pasken with 3 dayanim, Malkis b'mokomista omedes. Frek the Gemara, kashe. In Cain, why do you even need an umdana? So Taisis says, why do you need an umdana? What happened to pikuach nefesh? You don't actually want to kill the guy. You don't actually want to hurt the guy. The Rambam saw in that Gemara's kasha that what? That you actually need to trump pikuach nefesh. Sofik pikuach nefesh. The umdana is not to tell you that pikuach nefesh. The umdana is to tell you that it shouldn't be vadai shayamos. But from the fact that the Gemara even entertained the possibility that we wouldn't need an umdana, that's where we're suggesting that Malkus is even getting into the category of possibly killing him. And when the Gemara quotes a pasuk to tell me that I can't just throw out the umdana, he needs to be alive because the purpose of Malkus is that he should be chai. V'nikla achicha le'inecha. The Gemara wasn't backing out from its idea of what Malkus tachas misa omedes. All the Gemara was telling me it was what? That I shouldn't bevadai kill him. That I have to make sure that that he's still going to be alive. Probably or possibly, if you vada kill him, then your just mom is doing misa. But what are you not backing out from, says the Rambam? You're not backing out at all from the fact that the Rambam is holding Malkus, is taking into a serious possibility that we are not going to consider pikuach nefesh, and that's exactly what we saw from the Gemara, and that's exactly the answer that Taisis has on all the other Rishonim. The Rambam answered that through his analysis in Makos Tachas Misa Omedes. Yeshikoyach, yeah. Oh, excellent. So in that Briskerov, in Nazir, the Briskerov is goofy discussing that. The Briskerov has a possibility that Makis Mardis might be worse. You don't even need an umdana, and until this guy decides to stop rebelling, you keep on going. You keep on going.
It's not based enough one.
Yeah. If you wouldn't need the other halachas, it's not came there right at all, and it's just as long as he's rebelling, we keep on going. But that's a machlokes rishonim. With that. But that's the best part of the Briskerov. Briskerov wanted to know, do you have umdana when it comes to Makos Mardis?